This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and we have more on this developing story. A large explosion rocked the port area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Tuesday, rippling through several parts of the city and causing widespread damage. Lebanon's health minister was quoted by local media as saying there was very high number of injuries. Images of the explosion showed shattered windows and other destruction kilometers away from the port area. There was no immediate word on the cause of the blast, but some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where firecrackers were warehoused. The explosion came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group, suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader Rafiq Hariri in a truck bombing 15 years ago, causing regional upheaval. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday that could shake the country again. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. Some Lebanese commentators are saying it was a Hezbollah rocket depot that was targeted in the blast, and they speculated Israel was behind it. Overnight, Arab media reported a series of Israeli airstrikes over the Golan Heights and near the Syrian border with Iraq. More than a dozen pro-Iranian Iraqi militiamen reportedly were killed at a base near the Syrian border town of Al-Bukhamel. Israel calls this a response to an attempted attack Monday by four pro-Syrian militia fighters on the Israeli-held territory. And clashes were reported outside of Deir al-Zor in eastern Syria between Arab villagers and U.S.-backed Kurdish forces following the death of an Arab tribal leader. Kurdish media says Islamic fighters killed the leader to provoke violence.